We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
See, time for a little These Stories is Real. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League.
These Stories is Real.
Focus and finish.
With Dan Israel.
That game will forever stick in my mind.
The longest tenured member of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Indeed he is. Brought to you by Physician Aesthetic Specialists. Little Super Bowl stories with Dan. The NFL spares no expense except for maybe the media.
I attended a party at Super Bowl 50. It was the commissioner's party, Roger Goodell, right? I walk in, first person to greet Lynn and I was Roger Staubach. That was fun. So we had a conversation that was like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm hearing this. But the whole night goes on and on, and you know, the people are eating these, you know, fancy buffets and everything. And they had a band that night to play to entertain people. And the band started and nobody was really dancing or paying attention to the band. They're all kind of just sitting at the tables, you know, conversing. And that's when I realized the band was Maroon 5.
They didn't just have a band. A
musical act.
So yes. I walk up to the stage and there's like six of us there that realize this is Maroon 5 performing, and the rest of the crowd is just oblivious to it. So afterwards, Adam Levine comes off stage and I said, so is it interesting to play for this kind of crowd? And he goes, some gigs you do for love, some you do for the money.
You pick which category that, that's right.
He didn't tell me which was which.
Happened to be. Yeah. All right, the two Super Bowls, though, did have a major contrast. One was a full stadium, and the other one was cardboard cutouts for about half the stadium. So that, they weren't quite the same.
That was surreal with, you know, crowd noise, and it was really the people that were responsible for putting the stadium together had to go through literally in every seat, if not every other seat, in wire tie or scotch tie, these cardboard cutouts. And it was very cool where the cardboard cutouts were somebody like, a military person that they were trying to honor, but it was still a cardboard cutout, right? And so none of the crowd noise was there. I mean, there were very few people there. You could barely hear. Most fascinating thing, though, I loved about Super Bowl 55 in Tampa was around the lower seats, because nobody was there, they had placed these huge ribbon panels that would show up, and they were big. I mean, they would probably take up 8 or 10 rows of the first 8 or 10 rows of the stadium. And they were made from what would be about a notebook-sized LED module. And it was just module after module after module put together. It's a little like brickwork, right? Well, the television director for, I think it was ABC, came in and they did a shot at night, and he didn't like the way it looked. So the company that did it had to send off to Europe to have these different modules come in. They're flown in, and every one of these little bricks had to be replaced. A crew of like 3 or 4 people spent 4 days doing nothing but unscrewing these modules and plugging in these new LED modules just so they'd look a little different on the TV, the overhead shot for TV. It's fascinating. The jobs you don't even know exist, right? And that's at every level, from popcorn down to, you know, people who wrap cords.
You mentioned the
broadcast vantage points from both of the Super Bowls were both from the corner. Miami was actually a press box, though, correct? Unlike Tampa, which was a Home Depot special.
Yeah, the in Miami, it was just an end zone suite hit that had been converted to a press box. Very, the glass didn't open there either, which was really strange. So it, we felt a little disconnected from it. That and the fact that all of the action was a good 100 yards from us. It just, it was a weird game. But then in the next year was the COVID year, and so Mitch had really spent the whole year, Mitch Holthus has spent the whole year calling the game off of a monitor. And he kept gravitating towards the TV because we were in the end zone. They had taken what is, if you can imagine, at Arrowhead, the concourse, and put us at one end of the the edge of the concourse, and they had built a stage up so that we could see over the concrete wall. And it was just totally, you're right, a makeshift Home Depot effort. We barely had lights in there. We barely had power. There were no circuits run for our audio. Everything had to be like hand done in the week prior to the game. And then we get there, and of course we're in the end zone where, if you know the Tampa Bay, the Raymond James Stadium, where the pirate ship is, we're in that end zone. So that was lovely because every time that cannon goes off, you know, four of us had to change our underwear. It was quite the day. But I think the worst part about the Tampa game was it was a home game for the Bucs. And so they win. We like to never got out of there, man. I mean, we were in our van and we were trying to get out of there. And I mean, literally fans didn't care. They were out celebrating. We finally got back to the team hotel probably about an hour later. And it Tampa looked like a war zone, man. Like something had gone crazy in the downtown. It was just fireworks and litter from on all the streets. But, I would have appreciated that being in a neutral location, that's for sure.
The good news was that the Tampa home announcers had the same bad booth we did.
Yeah, right next to us.
They had to abandon their normal home to acquiesce to the NFL.
And there's these little things that, you know, fans and listeners might not realize, but when you're on a concourse like that, I think the nearest bathroom was a floor away. It was, you know, probably 10-minute trip.
We had to get permission to knock on the door of a suite for them to let us in to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we finally got. And it was at the point where we realized, okay, either Mitch is going to have to do something creative here or he's not going to make it to the bathroom back and forth. So, yeah, that was an interesting day for sure.
How much work would... Because we eventually want Kansas City to host the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Whenever new stadium with roof comes to play. You mentioned all this space that's taken up immediately around the stadium. Not to freak everybody out about parking, but how much real estate does that game envelop versus a game?
You can't even imagine. I mean, it's really phenomenal how many people come in and how much equipment's brought in. I mean, the equipment truck compound itself, a normal game is probably four or five semi-trucks. Sunday night football is probably eight. I would say the Super Bowl is going to have 30 trucks there, 30 semi-trucks. Where are you going to park all those trucks, right? So, yeah, it's the logistics are almost incomprehensible. I think in a new stadium, if Kauffman weren't there and they rebuilt Arrowhead next to or on the existing side of Kauffman, you'd have all of that ground. I would say probably three quarters of it or more is going to be taken up by non-parking. So that gives you an idea of how much stuff would actually be on site. The real problem, though, is hotel space, because you have, you know, probably 100,000 people that are coming to town to actually attend the game between, you know, the people that will go to the game and they bring their spouse. And then you have another 150,000 people who just come for the week prior for all of the events that are around that. And so you have 250,000 people descend on your town. I know when Jacksonville in particular had it, they had to bring in cruise ships just to put people in, right? Which might be difficult for Kansas City. I don't think we can pull that off. But
you don't think we can bring in some like river cruise boats and have them sleep on the Missouri?
You know what? It's possible. So we'll see. I'm always amazed. I always hear about how short the hotel space is in Kansas City, yet that Adams Mark across from the stadium sits empty. So I don't know. But hotel space would be a definite issue. I also think the logistics of, you know, all of the events, Radio Row, for example, and and, you know, some of the opening night ceremony stuff. Those all have to be planned out and coordinated, and you're traveling back and forth. I don't know where they would hold those. I would assume some are probably Crown Center-ish, some are downtown. There's a lot of travel that are involved there, too. So you need the rental cars, the Uber service, the taxi service. All of that gets just over, the demand for it's overwhelming for a week, and then it goes away.
We got time to plan.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to have a new airport, so that's good.
Dan, finding that silver lining on that whole thing.
Absolutely. And what happens during the Super Bowl week is people come in from all over the country to do these jobs. Our friend Marge, who works out at the Royals, is down in Phoenix right now volunteering as a you know, like a person that's going to help you find your whatever it is at FanFest or whatever. You know, people come from all over the country and they volunteer to do these activities. I remember years ago being at the Super Bowl in Tampa and talking to some people there. They're like, yeah, we came in from Alabama. We drove buses in from Alabama or wherever they were from to fill the need. So it's not like, oh, we don't have enough buses in this town or enough of this in the town. No, all of that stuff comes in to Kansas City.
And then if there aren't enough hotels, we can put them on the river.
Put them on the river.
I like that perfectly.
I think it's really good.
Why not?
Build some hotels on the Missouri and let people float down.
Yeah. Float trips.
Yeah, I like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.